Sam Shriver with Colorado-based Signal Tech Coalition believes the investment should appeal to lawmakers on both sides of the aisle concerned about keeping pace with China.
We need to leverage this bipartisan support for being a competitive economy of the future. We also need to lead on climate change mitigation, and this is where we start.
Transportation is now the leading contributor to climate pollution in Colorado, and state lawmakers recently passed a bill to help build out electric transportation infrastructure throughout the state. Colorado aims to reduce climate pollution by 90% of 2005 levels by 2050. Ryan Galantine with Advanced Energy Economy, the group behind the report, says the $274 billion for EVs in President Joe Biden's America Jobs Plan is a smart way for the nation to invest in 21st century infrastructure. It would create more than 10 million jobs, including positions in vehicle and battery manufacturing. He adds public investment is critical for spurring enough private sector capital to tackle the massive job of transitioning to clean transportation.
For each dollar of public investment, it generates $2.60 of direct private investment. So that's a good deal for consumers. It's a good deal for the U.S. economy, and it's something that should have bipartisan support through Congress.
The report projects the investment would deliver $1.3 trillion to U.S. gross domestic product. Going big on clean energy infrastructure by accelerating the move to electric vehicles would also generate $19 billion in savings for consumers, governments, and businesses. I'm Casey Taylor with Utah Public Radio.